I am one of those males who doesn't like to stop and ask for directions. Just ask my wife, Peggy. They even joke that's why it took Moses 40 years to get to the promised land. Thank God for GPS. Asking for directions certainly doesn't apply to the disciple Thomas today in our gospel proclamation. Listen to what Thomas says. Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? In other words, where are you going, Jesus? How do we get there? Thomas really wanted to know. Maybe if Jesus had told Thomas more exactly, Thomas would have been too frightened to follow. In fact, maybe that was it. Maybe Jesus wanted to let Thomas grow in courage before he found out what would really be asked of him. Brothers and sisters, I think the Lord does that with us, too, a lot of times. In our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, Stephen, one of the seven deacons chosen by the early community, didn't know exactly what his life was taking him toward either. But he knew the way which was Jesus Christ. Stephen followed Christ and remained faithful. And because of that, he met his death, the first to give his life for the risen Lord. So as Jesus' final hours on earth approach, Jesus prepares the disciples by explaining to them the full significance of what will happen, that he must leave them. But Jesus has good news for them too. Yes, he is going away in order to prepare a place for them, but he is also coming back. Yet the disciples are confused and upset by the news that Jesus will soon leave them. So one of them manages to stammer out the words, "Well, what about us? What are we supposed to do now?" Jesus answers, in effect, "You know very well what you are supposed to do. You have followed me for 3 years. Follow my example. Do what I have done." And then he adds a few lines later, "I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." And the disciples still didn't get it. Even less did they understand the way by which Jesus was going, which was the way of the cross. My friends, we do have an advantage over the disciples in this gospel because we know how everything turned out. We spend this entire Easter season celebrating the Lord's victory over sin and death. And yet, Thomas's question still haunts us. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? I think all of us would like that simple and clearly marked out road to direct us to the Father's house, though through what is often those dark moments in our lives. But what we are offered here is not a road map, but a person, Jesus Christ, who replies to Thomas's question with, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Brothers and sisters, when we journey along a well-traveled road, we trust the road because we know it has been well constructed and used by others who have traveled there safely before us. And when both the way and the traveler is Jesus, we should journey with the greatest confidence. And then in our second reading from his first letter, Peter knows his community faces hardships because of their loyalty to Jesus. Peter echoes the words of Jesus in the gospel when he urges his hearers not to let their hearts be troubled. Peter encourages them to keep turning to the Lord, and even more than that, to imitate Jesus. And just like those early believers, we become, by Jesus' power and love, members of a chosen race, sharing a royal priesthood. This was the call that each of us received at our baptism when we were baptized into Christ, when we were plunged into the darkness of the waters, only to rise to new life in Him, so as to be Christ for the world. Like the Israelites of old, we become a holy nation, that is, through baptism. And through baptism, we are set apart and reserved for God. Though from different races and nations and social backgrounds, we're united in Christ. My friends, we Christians, because of our baptism, are called to live with a faith that shows, to speak the word who is Jesus by the action of our lives. We believers are challenged to communicate a sense of God, a sense of the church, and a sense of future to the community. And as Christians, we live in the eternal hope of one day living in God's dwelling place. But that place of hope and compassion and peace exists here and now, in the places we create, where the poor and the sick are cared for, the downtrodden are lifted up, and the lost and the rejected are sought after and brought home. Brothers and sisters, that's real life. The life that is Christ. It's a life of involvement. It's a life which always calls us beyond ourselves. And in a special way, that is what these children are doing today as they receive the body and blood of Christ for the first time. Thomas asked for goals and directions, but there were none to be had. We don't know what lies beyond tonight's sleep, or what will tomorrow bring. It's wonderful that we have the example of St. Thomas the Apostle and St. Stephen the Deacon, and thousands more through the ages who remind us in very human terms to stay the course, to stay on the way, no matter what our questions are, but to simply stay on the way, that is Jesus Christ. Because, my friends, Jesus' directions to us are as clear as He can be. I am the way. Follow me. Amen.